as we often fall. Oh, faith, oh, what needless pain we bear. Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. If with trials and temptation is the trouble anywhere, we should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a fence of faith? Sorrows shame. Jesus knows our every week. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we heavy of King, precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friend despite forsake. As all as there. Amen. He's just expecting from us, brother and sister, come to him and load your burden there. Don't take your burden. He can't take them. Amen. Amen. Let's sing maybe one more song. It's I gonna stay right under his blood. Amen. That's his word. Amen. And we will ask brother Eli if he can come just to open the word of prayer. Ki'i. I gonna stay right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no harm. Right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me no, no harm, 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 no harm. Where the devil can do me no, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. Where the devil can do, I gonna stay right, right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. I gonna stay right under his blood. Where the devil can do me, I'm gonna I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. I'm gonna stay right under His blood. Where the devil can no harm, no harm, no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm, harm, no harm. Where the devil can do me no harm.
Dear Lord, we thank you this evening for being under your wings, O Lord, where there is provision for our safety, where there is provision for our tomorrows, O Lord. And we are very comfortable sitting under your arms, Heavenly Father. And we have come, O Lord, a thirsty and needy people, O Lord. We have come for this fellowship and prayer meeting, O Lord, believing, Heavenly Father, that whatever we have in our hearts, O Lord, as your prophet puts it, you provide to our needs. You provide not to our wants, but to our needs, O Lord. That's why seek and find in the deepest of our hearts, you know our needs, our real needs, O Lord, spiritual and physical, for our walk on this earth, for our spiritual life, O Lord. We commit everything into your hands. We know that we have never missed your appointments, O Lord. Every time we come, we know not only you are in our midst, but you were here and we found you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, take now control of this service. Your people who have committed themselves to come and spend this time here, O Lord, let the blessing that is attached to this sacrifice be awarded to every one of us, O Lord. Let that when your servant will stand here, O Lord, to speak, provide, cater for every need, Heavenly Father, and give answer to every problem, O Lord. We commit ourselves into your hand, believing, O Lord, that you will be with us and that you will bless us, O Lord. Amen. Those who are still on their way, making their way here, grant them traveling mercies, protect and keep them, O Lord. Let your glory be in our midst as we commit ourselves into your hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God bless you, Brother Eli. Amen. Amen. If brother can find that song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arm. Amen. Like we sang, his best friend, brother, you can bring whatever you have and you can lean this evening and have with him fellowship. Amen. Let's sing that song. What? G. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness, what a peace is my leaning on the everlasting arm. Secure from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arm. The path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting God, leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. God, if I to feel leaning on the everlasting.
me, leaning on the everlasting leaning. And secure from all and even on the restless sea of time, somber skies and molten depths of dust, days and sun, sunshine, in that land of perfect day, when the mists are rolled away, we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, saints of Toda Gadado, we will tell the story, how we will overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, food and one of shelter to steal and barren land. We trusting in the Lord and according to His word, we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gone, we'll tell the story how we've overcome. Understand it better by and by. Temptations, hidden snares often takes us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many topless without it, and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of Gola Gadadom, we will tell the story, overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered, we'll tell the story, overcome, for I'm in that rock I will hide, amen, in that rock I will hide, in His shadow I will abide. When the life comes sweeping over me, in that rock I will hide, in that rock I will hide, in His shadow. But when the storms of life rogue, I will hide. In its shadow I will abide. When the storm life comes sweeping over me in that robe, my tent is no more pitched, amen, my tent. Egypt's land, no more there. Not a land, my tent is no more pitched. There in Egypt's land, you'll see me no more there. Not a land,
song. I think it's key E. It's be still and know that I'm the Lord. Amen. Amen. He can do many things today, brother and sister, for you and for me this evening. Amen. Let's be in expectation. I think it's key. Yeah? Be still and know that I'm
I am God is still and all that I am God be still and all that I am God I am the Lord that He coming for to carry me home.
Amen. It's a good thing. We ask of him to send what we need to get the result.
Amen.
Swing low, sweet chariot. You can't get there just by yourself.
Amen.
He's got to provide the something to get us there. God bless you this evening, saints. Thanks for coming. Let's open our Bibles. Let's get a thought before we come to pray here. Yeah? Let's open 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Just a scripture that's really been in my mind the last few days. When you think of the new year, when you think of what is it that you'd really desire to express before the Lord, sometimes it's good to see what other people express before the Lord. I know we looked at the scripture once before, but we'd like to take it to bring it into our prayer request this evening. And maybe we take this scripture first so that we can all come before the Lord in prayer. And then we'll take another scripture and we'll use the other scripture to maybe bring in the various needs and desires that you have before the Lord.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 4, verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Do you not wish to be more honorable than your brethren? That would be a good thing. He is more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow.
Amen.
And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
Amen.
My, that's a good thing. Let's bow our heads. Once again, Lord, even as we've sung upon this night, Father, swing low. Oh, take us under your wings, Lord, and raise us up, Lord, we pray. As we bring ourselves unto thee at the end of this day, Father, we just desire to pray acceptably, Lord, to be changed, not to be the same, but Lord, that we might be more in harmony with your will and your purpose. May you bless your word unto us, Lord. Bless our fellowship together. Quicken us in prayer. Guide us in the way we should pray. Father, help us, Lord, that as we go from this place, it might be pleasing unto thee. Bless your people that have come. Bless them that would still be on the way. Lord, them that are not well, we commit them into your hands, Lord. We pray that you'd raise them up. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's take a seat for a few minutes, saints. Let's just have a look at this prayer of Jabez. I remember once before speaking about it, because there's one thing this man was known for. If you take this scripture, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, it's all of the descendants of Judah. And then it gets on to the descendants of Caleb. So it's just listing a whole lot of names. You know, as it goes through all the names, one name after another, this man begat this man and this man, then it gets to Jabez, then the Lord stops and says, no, we're not just going to put his name there. We're going to record something about this man.
Amen.
That this man offered a prayer, and this prayer was pleasing to the Lord.
Amen.
So pleasing to the Lord that not only did the Lord answer his prayer in full, but the Lord said, I want that prayer to be recorded in the Bible.
Amen.
And whenever there's a prayer recorded in the Bible, it's good to take note. What did this man really request of the Lord? Now the thing that it says in verse 10, it says that he called on the God of Israel.
Amen.
He didn't just speak. He didn't just put a list of petitions, but he called on the God of Israel. There's something about that term, that he called on God. You know, when somebody calls on God, it shows their whole heart is in it. Now, if you call on somebody, it's like you're asking somebody to come down into your circumstances.
Amen.
Now, he called on the God of Israel. He called on the covenant God, because Israel is the covenant name of God. Now, it's the name of Jacob when he was changed from Jacob to Israel. It was the name when he became a prince before God, when he prevailed with God in prayer. You know, and he knew that there's these promises, and he calls on the God of Israel. That was a real good thing that he did. You know, when James tells us about prayer, that it's the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man that availeth much. It's not just any prayer that availeth much, but it's when somebody calls on God.
Amen.
You think of Jacob himself. Now, when Jabez, you'll see that the first thing he asked was that thou wouldst bless me. Now, and Jacob, he prays for the blessing. He says, I won't let you go until you bless me.
Amen.
Now, there's something about that kind of prayer. That kind of prayer that doesn't take no for an answer. Now, that kind of prayer that's not just satisfied that it prayed. But it's only satisfied when it gets the results. You know, it's that kind of prayer when you're praying from your heart. When it's effectual, fervent prayer. When it's, you know, the prophet says, when it's desperate prayer. When it's prayer that's really prayed to say, Lord, no. I want to change in the situation here. I want to change in these circumstances. Lord, I thank you for the things which I've seen in the years gone by. But Lord, it's not sufficient for me. No, there's more this year. Lord, you want to go forward. You want to go further this year than we've gone in years gone by. And that's why he prays to the God of Israel.
Amen.
And just as much as Jacob wrestled with the God of Israel, it's the same God, it's the same angel that Jabez is wrestling with. Because Jacob wrestled with his God. He wrestled with the angel of the Lord, the angel of the covenant, and he prevailed, the Bible says. And Jabez wrestles with the same God and prevails as well. Because at the end, what does it say? That God granted him that which he requested. And friends, that's the kind of prayer that we really desire as we go into this year. Now that our hearts might really be burning inside of us to say, but Lord, a deeper reality, you know, a deeper possession and all the things which we desire. So he really prays. And the first thing he asks the Lord, he says, that thou wouldst bless me indeed.
Amen.
Now I went and looked at the original language behind this, and he says that you would bless me with blessing. Uses the same word for blessing twice in a row. He says that you would bless me with blessing. So he's saying, Lord, I don't just want just common kind of blessings, what people call blessings, but I want the real blessing.
Amen.
I want what you call blessing. I want what you determine as blessing for my life. Let that be my inheritance in this year. May you bless me indeed. I don't just want to be blessed and you feel good once in a while. I don't just want to be blessed because there's a bit more money in my bank account. But Lord, the real things that that you can say are blessings in heavenly places. I want the real things that God esteems as blessing. I want those to be the things that you bless me with. Now, I don't want just these blessings. The Bible says when God really blesses, he blesses and adds no sorrow. No, he doesn't bless and then it brings sorrow in your life. But the real blessing that God gives, which is blessing indeed.
Amen.
That's what we desire to seek the Lord for in this year. We want the Lord to bless us with real, real blessing. Like with Jacob. Now, Jacob didn't want just a plate of pottage. He wanted the birthright.
Amen.
He wanted the real blessing. Now, the blessing of the birthright, you know, the blessing of the priesthood, the blessing of the kingship, the blessing of the prophetic. He wanted the full blessing, Jacob. Now, he wanted that privileged position before the Lord. He wanted the Lord to bless him. And friend, I think that is a real, real good desire that we should really ask of the Lord to say, Lord, give me the best that you have for me. I want the best. I want the richest. I want the choices. Just as much as the Lord, when he asks us for something, he asks us to bring our best. He doesn't want us to bring the spotted sacrifice, the lame, the blind. But he says, when you bring your sacrifice, bring that which is best. Now choose the best of your herd. Something which is a sacrifice. Something which costs you something to give. And the Lord says, and I'll give you back the choice blessing. I'll give you the fatness of the land. I'll give you the marrow that comes with the meat as well. You know, the rich things which were the inheritance that he wanted to give to his people. So, but the thing that he asks of the Lord when he says that, he says, Lord, I know that you give blessings, but the real blessing that I want, what does he ask? That you would enlarge my coast. That you would enlarge my inheritance. He's not saying, Lord, give me something beyond what you've elected me and predestined me to have, because each of us has our boundaries that he set. But you'll find if you go and read about Jabez, it's really interesting. They say that he was one of them that went in with Joshua into the inheritance. No, so he went in under the Joshua commission. So he's really a type of us. But when he went in, there was a portion that was assigned to him. But he hadn't yet possessed the fullness of his portion. So he's saying, Lord, this year I want to possess more of the land that you've promised and have given unto me. And friend, every single one of us here tonight is in that position.
Amen.
Every single one of us, there's a deeper portion of what he has spoken of us, what he's stored up for us, the portion that is allotted to us. None of us yet have possessed the fullness of our inheritance. None of us yet can sit back and say, okay, I've got my full inheritance. Let me go and help my brother get his inheritance. That would be a good place to be. But as we go into this year, just as much as he, we're asking the Lord to enlarge our borders, to enlarge our coast, to help us to press further. Because when they went into the land, there was the enemy, there was the heathen already in the inheritance. There was the Canaanites, the Perizzites, and all the other ites were sitting in their inheritance. You know, and just as much as that, Jabez was in the same situation. He possessed land, he possessed part of his inheritance. But he looked, and his prayer now was, it was a real prayer. He says, Lord, if you had blessed me indeed, and the first part of this blessing that I'm asking you to bless me with this year, I want to possess more. Amen. Of that which you've given to me. I want it to be more real. So that's what he asked the Lord for. He's a believer that's in the promised land, but he hasn't yet got to the boundaries of what's been promised that he can possess. Yeah, and that should be a real challenge to every believer. Amen. To drive the enemy out further in your inheritance, because he's the one that's going to stand in the way. You know, we know that Joshua said that there's still much land to be possessed, and there still is in this year, this unpossessed territory that each of us have within the boundaries that the Lord has allotted for us. Some of us will need to possess the fullness of healing in certain things. Some of us, we need to possess the fullness of the quickening power to be more effective in things. There's a lot of different things that we really would desire the Lord to help us with. I like it when the prophet speaks about the inheritance that was given to the 12 tribes. What does he call it? He calls it the royal grant of Abraham. It's the royal grant. It's been granted from the throne. Now the throne has says, this is your possession. This is what I've stored up for you. Other people, I don't know. But for you, this is the inheritance that I've given to you. And friend, I would desire myself in this year to possess in a more real way, a more practical way, the royal grant that has been given unto me. And that is what is revealed in the message of the hour. The message comes down in each age to reveal the royal grant. Amen. You know, Joshua, that was the Joshua commission, was to show to each of the tribes, to the men of Judah, to the men of Gad, to the men of Benjamin, the royal grant, that portion that had been allotted to them, divinely given to them. But as the prophet tells us that whenever there's a possession to be possessed, you're not going to take it easy. Amen. Because the enemy is already sitting in your possession. Yes. You're going to have to drive him out first before you can possess your inheritance. And that's why you find that it's interesting how Jabez prays. Because when he says he wants the Lord to enlarge his coasts, for him to possess to all the borders that's been given to him, he realizes the next thing, and that thine hand might be with me. Because friend, you're not going to take it easy. Yeah. And you're not going to take it in your own might, and you're not going to take it in your own power. Because it's not by power and it's not by might, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. We're going to need his hand to be with us so that we can drive the enemy out from whatever part of the inheritance, whatever part of the promises that we're not yet seeing the full manifestation of them. We're going to need the hand of the Lord to be with us so that we can possess and push out to the fullness of the borders of our inheritance, whatever that it is in your calling, your ministry, in your life, and whatever that it is. You know, there's further territory the Lord has, further promises, further reality, further revelation, whatever it would be, that he's got waiting for us. But it's very easy for us to live under our privileges. Because sometimes you've tried to push out a little bit further before, and there's been a kickback. Because friends, whenever you ask the Lord to bless you, what is the first thing the devil is going to do? He pays attention to people that are being blessed. Because he doesn't want you to be blessed. He doesn't want you to possess your inheritance. He doesn't want it to be like that. So there's going to be resistance. Listen to what the prophet says in Queen of Sheba. He says, now instead of advancing on and seeing what God has promised, many times we look back and see what some brother said behind us. Let's don't look back. But let's look forward. Let's keep moving on. The prophet says we have untapped resources. Ah, friends, I know that. You can't but listen to the message. You can't but get the spoken words and start reading them and not realizing there's still untapped resources here.
Amen.
There's still land to be possessed. Mm. There's still things that we need to bring into manifestation.
Yeah.
There's still things that are promised unto us that we haven't yet seen the full manifestation of those promises.
Amen.
So I'd say we need to pray like Jabez.
Amen.
We need to say that you will bless me indeed.
Amen.
Give me your rich blessings. That you would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, my borders. Lord, let us push this enemy out further in this year. Let us take more and see more and enjoy the benefits and the blessings more of those things that you've already laid up in store for us.
Amen.
The things that you promised. But in order for us to do that, we're going to need your hand, Lord, to be with us.
Amen.
Lord, we're going to need you to quicken us and to help us. You know, just as much as the example that you always give of Samson, whenever you speak about the hand of the Lord, that thine hand might be with me, we know that his hand speaks of his power. Now his hand speaks of the quickening power. So if you're asking that the Lord's hand will be with us, we're saying, Lord, in this year, please grant us a deeper portion of your quickening power. When we open up the message to study it, if you ministers, we're saying, Lord, we're desiring a deeper portion of the quickening power to come and give us a deeper portion of the revelation of the word. Because our inheritance is based upon our revelation. It's revelation that takes us into our possession. It's that quickening power. So we desire the hand of the Lord. We desire his quickening power so that we can possess just as much as Caleb when he wanted his mountain.
Amen.
He had his portion, but he says, give me my mountain now. And he went to Joshua just like Jabez did and said, look, I want to enlarge my borders. I want that mountain. And then Joshua said, but hey, there's giants in the mountain. Then he says, but this was promised to me by the man of God, Moses.
Amen.
He promised me this mountain. So just as when I was young, those 40 years ago when Moses promised it to me, I'm still as strong. The vigor,
Amen.
The strength is the same in me today as it was 40 years ago. And if the Lord will be with me as he promised to be with me, I want to go and possess my mountain.
Amen.
And Caleb went and possessed his mountain. And friends, we want to possess our mountain as well in a deeper portion. We want to see deeper things and enjoy deeper things and enjoy the riches of this inheritance that Christ has stored up for us. The prophet says that. So we need his hand to be with us. We need his hand to be upon us. We need his hand to go before us. We need his hand to manifest itself. Yeah, and like I say, there's different things we need to be quickened. Who here doesn't desire in this year that their faith be quickened in a greater measure? We need him to quicken our faith. We need him to quicken our witness.
Amen.
If you're doing evangelism, speaking to people, if you're Sunday school teachers, teaching the children, youth leaders, teaching the youth, ministers, preaching to the people, if you are dealing with your children at home, if you're speaking to your neighbors, speaking to your family, speaking to your friends, who here doesn't desire a quickening in your witness, a quickening in the things that we say? What about a quickening in our revelation? That's what we need to go deeper, to go further. And the prophet says that's what the Holy Ghost was given for. What was the three things the Holy Ghost was given for? Power in speech.
Amen.
Don't you desire greater power in speech?
Right.
He says power in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you desire more quickening power in prayer in this year? And he says, and power to live a holy life. Power to overcome the world, power to say no to sin, power to put your foot on the neck of whatever temptation will come your way in this year. Ah, friends, that's what Joshua taught them when they captured those kings, possessed the inheritance, and he told those young men, come, put your feet upon the neck of these kings.
Amen.
And he taught them, you have dominion over them now. And friends, we desire deeper dominion.
Yes.
You know, we have our desires for the healing of people. We have our desires for the Lord to move in certain things. And friends, that's what we've come for at the beginning of this year, to unite ourselves together to say, Lord, oh, that you would bless us indeed and enlarge our coast and that your hand would be with me.
Amen.
Our friends, that's really what we're wanting, his hand to be with us so that we can possess all things. The prophet preaches the message, possessing all things. And in there, he speaks about the principles of possession. And he says, if you're going to want to get it, you're going to have to take it back. You know, he says that in possessing all things, he says the promise is yours, but if you ever get it, you ain't going to get it easy. I'm going to tell you that you're going to have to take it away from Satan.
Amen.
Friend, you think he's going to give up easily in Carlo? Now that Brother Wilma last night, I was in Limerick, down there in the camp, and there were four Muslim men there at the meeting last night. Do you think it's going to be easy? Do you think it's just going to be a picnic like the prophet says? No. We're going to have the same desire, the same earnestness like Jabez, to say, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Oh, that your hand will be with me. Because the devil, the moment the blessing starts to manifest itself, the devil's going to rise up and he's going to challenge. And we're going to need his hand. And Jesus says some of these only come out by prayer and fasting. You know, it's that additional dimension of sincerity. That additional dimension of acknowledging our need, our dependence upon him. Sometimes by laying aside food and drink. To come and say, Lord, we know that it's promised to us, but without you, we can't do it. We need your hand to be with us, to go so that we can possess it. Then he goes on to say, the prophet says, and so as we would see Jesus, brothers, footprints is possession. Don't be afraid to put footprints where God has told you to go. Ah, friends, we put some footprints now. There were footprints last night in Carlo. There were footprints last night in Limerick. There's footprints in Carlo. Amen. There's footprints here. Amen. We wanted to keep putting footprints because footprints speaks about possession. Amen. He says, amen, it's possession. He told Joshua, everywhere the soles of your feet set, that's yours. Amen. The prophet says, amen, we don't back up. When things start going bad, when things start going wrong, when fusses arise, when persecution comes, misunderstandings, when it doesn't work the way that it should, we don't back up.
Amen.
Footsteps speaks of possession.
Yes.
We keep going forward. The prophet says, no matter what the opposition is, how great it seems, how difficult it seems, if God said so, it's yours.
Amen.
When he gave it to Joshua, he never said, I'll take all the Philistines and the Hittites and give it to you. No. Joshua had to fight for every inch of ground.
Amen.
But God was with him.
Amen.
And every inch of ground you'll cover, brother, to make footprints, you'll fight your way through. But take the sword of the Spirit, brother, and move right on, because footprints is possession.
Amen.
And friends, that's how we need to lift up the hands of the ministry. That's why we need to be in prayer for those that are going and putting new footprints in the enlarging of the coasts. We really need to be behind backing it up. Because remember, Joshua down in the valley, as we said it many times, he couldn't win the battle on his own. It was Moses lifting his arms in prayer. That was bringing the quickening power down upon Joshua and the army that they could possess the victory as they fought against the Amalekites. And the moment Moses' arms got tired in prayer, they started losing the battle. They couldn't possess anymore. They couldn't drive out the Amalekites and possess the victory they were supposed to. So it really does need us saints to unite ourselves together in prayer, to come before the Lord, not only here, but when you're at home in the closet, to keep bringing these things before the Lord, that the Lord will help us. Now, we know the scripture, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. No, we really need him to be in amongst the things that we're doing. And Jabez, you can see, he was fully persuaded and he knew himself that without the Lord, he could do nothing. He needed the quickening power. He needed the blessing. He needed the hand of the Lord in the things that he was doing. And each and every one of us, we acknowledge that. And we come here tonight to seek that blessing from the Lord. And then when he comes to finish it off, what is it? He finishes just like the Lord in the Lord's Prayer. He says, Lord, if you're going to bless me, if your hand is going to be with me, let not these blessings become a curse. You know? He says that, oh, that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Lord, deliver us from the evil one in these things. Lord, fight our battles. Lord, help us to stay humble. Let us not become proud. Let us not become like Uzziah and start going beyond the boundaries that you've set for us. But Lord, help us to remain dependent on you. And Lord, you keep us now, that you would keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. Ah, friends, evil is ever present. Evil is never far away. Whenever we would do good, Paul says, evil is present. It's there to try to pull you down, try to weigh you down. But that's why we need to pray these kind of prayers, this kind of prayer that Jabez prayed, that heartfelt, earnest prayer. That we come and put it before the Lord and speak to Him and realize we need His blessing indeed. We need His hand. We need Him to go before us. We need Him to deliver us and keep us from evil. These are things that we really need to be praying about, that He would keep us from evil, because Satan is always there, like I say, to attack immediately them that God blesses. Look what he did to Job. Because the Lord was blessing him and the hedge of the Lord was around him. It attracted the attention of the devil straight away. And that's why he came with every assault that he could bring. And then Job, he relied, he knew, I need the hand of the Lord, that you would bless me indeed. And he finished it off and it says, and God granted him that which he requested. That kind of prayer the Lord will surely never turn a deaf ear to. How can the Lord not answer? If you pray that and ask for blessing indeed, if you call upon the God of Jacob, if it's from your heart, if it's your desire, if you're praying and what's coming out of your mouth is backed up by the desire of your soul, that you're really desiring that this year, that He will bless you indeed. Amen. That He will bless our church indeed. Amen. That He'll enlarge our borders. Amen. That His hand will be with us. Amen. That He will deliver us from evil, that it doesn't grieve us. I'd say if we unite ourselves together, friends, in that kind of a prayer, it's going to end up exactly the same as with Jabez. God granted him that which he requested, because he wasn't only praying it for himself. When he's praying for his inheritance, he wants it for his family. He wants it for the rest of the people that are depending upon him. He wants more fertile land. He wants more blessing upon the things that he's doing for himself, for his family, his tribe, for his children. And that's how we're desiring these things as well. Not just for ourselves, friends, but that all that Jesus has promised, all that He purchased for us at Calvary, all of that inheritance that He, through His blood, through His atonement, has stored up for us. Our saints, we desire to say, Lord, take us deeper. Amen. Take us higher. Take us further. Let there be a higher ground. Let there be a deeper reality. Let there be a greater manifestation. But friends, in order for that to happen in your individual life, you need to pray that as an individual. But for that to happen to us as a church, we need to unite ourselves together around that desire. And then we need to put sweat upon our desire and back it up with whatever efforts we can put in, so that we this year can possess a greater portion of that which is promised of us. So I'd say, as we come to pray for the first time this evening now, before we get on to praying for anything else, why not let's come before the Lord ourselves with that kind of a prayer in mind, that the Lord saw this man and said, I like that prayer. I respect the prayer this man prayed. And God put it inside of the Word there for us, so that it could be something to show us as well, that, you know, some way it stirs us up and we can say, look, I can find words there that I was already feeling in my heart, but I wasn't finding the words to express before the Lord. But this man has opened a channel to me, because that's the same desire that I have for this year. And then may the Lord lead us and guide us in that prayer. Let's stand. Let's come before the Lord. Let's sing one chorus, Brother George, if you could. Brother Flood, if you would, one chorus for us. Whatever you desire for us. And then let's come before the Lord in prayer. Let's lay everything and put this year before the Lord. Your own thoughts, fears, ambitions, desires. And may the Spirit give us words to pray as we pray.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love. Every promise in the book. every promise in the book, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. If it's sickness, if the promise in the book is mine, every chapter, every verse, and every line, I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
One more chorus. Let's come to prayer as we finish up this chorus. Let's sing that one. Okay, you choose, Andre. Okay. Burn on, burn on.
Burn on, burn on. Oh, fire of God, burn on. Till all my rust is burned away.
One chorus before we come to our scripture that'll bring us into our requests for tonight.
This old world can never hold, me any moment.
Zechariah chapter 10. Thank you, brother. Zechariah 10, we'll put our requests in two different groups. The first one will be for the church its projects, its ministries. We'll ask Brother Wilmore to come and pray for those. So if he could, while we're going through, I will mention them again at the end. And then secondly, we'll get on to the personal needs of saints. We'll ask Brother Dave to come and pray for those. And this time we won't ask him to come and pray, then forget to get him to pray. Like we did the other night, we'll definitely get him to pray. So we'll ask for those two to come and pray for each of these needs. And then at the end, we'll just all put these things before the Lord once again. And we'll finish up like that. So we'll all have an opportunity as a church as well to pray for whatever the Lord puts upon our hearts. Zechariah 10, I think it's a real good request. This is something the Lord is encouraging us to do. Zechariah 10 verse 1, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. So the Lord is instructing us, encouraging us, persuading us to say, look, if it's time for the latter rain, come and ask for rain. And friend, we're living in the time of the latter rain, so that's what we desire. You may be seated, saints, just with that thought. But I just wanted to take a little bit of a thought to speak about the importance of us praying for this quickening power. Because we know that the former rain is so very important, because the former rain was the sowing rain, the teaching rain. You know, so we need the Lord to bless so much when the word is preached, when the word is sown, whether it be in preaching, in Sunday school, youth, evangelism. You know, when you, like I say, when you have family altar, whatever that it is, you know, we need the former rain. Because we can sow the seed, but if there's not the quickening power to come and quicken that seed so it starts to germinate and take root, you know, no matter how sincere that we are, that seed's never going to achieve really what it should. So, now this really speaks to us about the importance of preparation. Especially the importance of prayer in preparation. If we're going to do anything for the Lord, in any ministry that we hold, whether it be a song leader, whether it be musicians, whether it be Sunday school teachers, whether it be someone doing adult Sunday school, when you get on to youth, whatever, we so much need prayer. Individually, the person who's holding that particular ministry, office, calling, whatever it is, as well as just generally as a church, we need to continually come before the Lord to seek the Lord for the former rain. Now, for His blessing upon the teaching rain as the word goes forth, that there'll be the anointing goes with the word, and that the Lord will prepare the ground, speak to the hearts of people. Now, I'm sure you feel like it many, many times. You speak to somebody and you'll just say, look, I told that person truth, but it just never got home. You know, you can really feel it many, many times, is that you would have had good seed. But the thing that was missing was the former rain. There wasn't that quickening. There wasn't that anointing, that unction that takes that word, that takes that seed and drives it home to the soul, right to the heart of a person. So it never really moves beyond just the intellect of the person that you're speaking to. It doesn't go with that something which is beyond the human to bring conviction, to bring, you know, the weight and the depth of what has been said to bear upon the soul of the person. So I would say we have so much need as we speak of the various ministries, functions, offices of the church, the outreaches that we have. We so much need continually, saints, to be coming together like this as a church to really pray for the Lord to bless and quicken the seed as it goes forth. We so much need it, friends, and I'm sure you feel exactly the same as I. It really is something which I see is so very much apparent, to seek for His personal presence, His blessing and His anointing upon, you know, not only the preparation, but as whatever the Lord lays upon someone's heart, as that seed goes forth, we need the Lord to do that. Because, you know, the depth, the spiritual depth of the results that come from anything is depending so much on the spiritual preparation. Amen. I remember speaking some time back at a prayer meeting about, you know, that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Yeah, you know, many times we're dealing with people, like say down there when in Limerick where there's Muslim people. You know, that's a spirit that's upon a person. That's a spirit they've been taught from their youth. There's a power, there's a principality upon those people. If we just go as natural people, no matter how sincere that you are, say, look, we've got a powerful message. Unless we're going really with the power of prayer in our preparation, unless people are backing us up in prayer to wage spiritual warfare before we go. Because we've got to conquer those powers and principalities, that darkness that is upon the lives of people first. Because the prophet says, what held you back from receiving Christ when you were young? He says, it was that shadow, that darkness that was sitting upon you. Amen. He says, until one day the anointing came down and in the preaching of the word, God drove back that darkness from you. That's something that kept on saying to you, no, leave it for next year. You don't have to worry about it now. No, you needed that the demon power to be driven off you first. Then the prophet says, when the gospel went forth like that and drove back the darkness, then the seed now could find a place to fall in the heart of a person. So saints, we are so much asking for prayer from the church in the things that we're doing. We so much need it. We desperately need everybody to be involved in these things that we're speaking about. Not just the individual, the personal, though it's very important, obviously, like we're saying, for that personal preparation. But we have all of these riches in heavenly places. We have revelation, we have power, quickening power, healing power, delivering power. It's all in heavenly places. Amen. But to bring it down from heavenly places, to bring it into the practical needs and situations that people are in, it needs us to spend time and as a church to rise up into those heavenly places, to bring those things down from that place, to bring them into reality, to minister them into the lives of people. Amen. And friends, every one of us knows that if you've got a child who maybe is going astray and you just try to speak to them yourself, you know what it's like. Now, many times you just harden the heart of the person. If there's not that former ray, not that quickening power there, if there's not the operation of the Spirit in the things that are being said to drive back that confusion and darkness and atheism and unbelief and so forth, so that the seed can find a bedding ground, friend, you find that no matter what you say, what you do, it doesn't really do very much. You know, so we so much need at the family altar, we so much need in the closet as individuals to be sincerely coming before the Lord to ask for the rain in the time of the latter rain. And we know now is the time when the former and the latter rain are falling together, the scripture says. There's the teaching rain going forth, and then there's the quickening power to manifest it, which is the latter rain going forth at the same time. And friends, we need both of these blessings of the Lord upon the things that are being done. So we need to seek, each of us as individuals and as a church, to say, Lord, grant us grace to be more effective in that spiritual warfare. Amen. That spiritual warfare in prayer. When you get up in the morning and you're praying and you know, you remember the different things that we're involved in just as much as you remember your family, to wage, help us to wage that warfare, that spiritual warfare, because getting down to some of these places and dealing with some of these issues with youth and new people and all the different things, you know, like Jabez, he knew, we need the Lord, we need your hand to go with us. We need him to do the work, because we ourselves in ourselves cannot meet the challenge of the hour. It's only he that is in us. When you give him an opportunity to manifest and express himself, he's the one who can meet the need of the hour. He's the great overcomer who can overcome these things. So in our preaching, our Sunday school, anything where we're entering into the battlefield, the spiritual battlefield, where Satan is waging warfare for the souls of people. He's trying to get our young people through the internet and all these kind of things. He's trying to fill them with unbelief, trying to pump some kind of a poison into them. There's a battlefield. It's the greatest battle ever fought taking place. And now in order for us to be more effective in these battlefields, we need to rise up more in this element of prayer, to pray through, like we when you spoke of David Nash, when he'd go before and go and pray and wage spiritual warfare before Charles Finney would get there, to break those powers and those principalities in that darkness, and then Finney would come in and preach, and there was that quickening power that came on the seed, and there are great results. But the moment Nash died, Finney went off the field, because he could see, I'm not getting the same results, because it really does need that. And if you have a ministry of prayer, a ministry of intercession, please, we need you. Amen. We need you this year more than ever. Now, those people that are given unto prayer, please, you know, pray like Jabez, to say, Lord, help me in this ministry of intercession to enlarge my borders this year, to go deeper, to go further, to allow you to use me in a great way, because saints, we so much need that aspect in the things that we're doing. Whenever we're seeking for him to visit us, you know, the different things which we've got planned for this year. The first one that I put down is in Carlo. You know, we have our outreach that's going on there, and we thank the Lord, the saints, Brother George, Brother David, are down there last night again, and there was a good turnout again. But obviously you're meeting up with different kinds of people and different kinds of backgrounds. And the one Polish guy that was being testified to, he went on the internet. Now obviously you find all this nonsense about the message. You know, so you find now there's the, but this and William Branham said this and all that kind of stuff, those kind of things. So Brother Dave and Brother Greg have arranged to meet up with him on Monday. I think it is to go through now the doctrine, to show the teaching of the message, not the nonsense they say about it on the internet. But you're going to have these kind of things. But the real battle is the spiritual one there. We need to pray for the Lord to bless these things, for the Lord to really work. Now to cast out the spirit of confusion and unbelief that desires to come in. Because Satan is very busy and active. So we need to really be calling upon the name of the Lord so that He moves, that His hand goes before in these things. What you wanted to pray for as well, as we spoke about on Wednesday at the officers' meeting, we wanted to start having one service per month in Carlo now on a Sunday, to have a Sunday service. So we really got a place, they've given us a time and so forth. So we really wanted the saints to pray about that. And we'll be inviting then the saints who come from Limerick, Brother Sasha, Brother Jeannot, and those saints, and the saints from Port Leash, the ones who live there, to come and support that work one Sunday. Let's try one Sunday a month and see what the Lord does there. Then from there we can see about taking things further. But we really desire the saints to pray for this. You know, that the Lord will go before and prepare the way and, you know, prepare the ground so that the things that are done, we might just move in and possess our inheritance down there. So we're asking Brother Will, when he comes to pray, especially Carlo, to pray generally speaking for the work down there, for Brother Greg doing a wonderful work of outreach. Brother Greg is out on the street every single morning before he goes to work, at least for an hour. And so many of the people coming for the house meetings are a direct result of Brother Greg speaking to people and inviting them to come. So there's a real good thing there. Let's pray for that. And let's pray for the Sunday service that we're planning down there, that the Lord will really go before us, that will be a blessing, that we can hit the ground running, and that we might enlarge our borders down there. Then secondly, we'd like to pray for Limerick. Like we said, Brother Wilmot's the second time was down there last night. So him and Brother Max are going to be alternating going down to Limerick for a house meeting once a week. So last night, Brother Will went out to where Brother Jeannot is out there in the camp. And I think there were 9 people, and there were 4 Muslim guys came along as well. You know, so like we're saying, good place to start. Good opportunity. There's Brother Sasha, his family down there, Brother Jeannot himself. You know, so what a good opportunity that is. But we really need saints to support this in prayer. You know, it's a long way to go for the saints. Brother Will got back, I know, 20 past 12 last night. He got home, I saw on the messages. May the Lord bless him for his effort. Brother Max will be doing it next week. So there's a golden opportunity down there. But saints, we need prayer. We really need the Lord to go before and manifest Himself and fight the battles and cast out some of these things and lead and guide and let the leadership of the Spirit be apparent to lead us to Rahab down there and, you know, and to the woman at the well and to Rebecca in the evening time, whichever types and shadows we want. But we're really asking for the saints to remember that one very, very seriously in prayer. About things down there in Limerick, very good brothers. Brother Sasha, very evangelistic. Brother Jeannot, he's got a real heart to spread things. What an ideal foundation to work with when you've already got people living in a place that have a burden. The saints were in Galway over Christmas time. The brothers went giving out tracts. Two new boxes of tracts arrived at our house today. Big boxes of tracts for the brothers. So let's support them. If you can't support them in any other way, let's support them in prayer. Let's support them in encouragement. And the saints that are being involved in this, we do appreciate it. Like we're saying, Brother Wilma and Brother Max, they've taken on the responsibility of that work. And they'll be going alternate weeks. It may change to a Saturday to have the meeting, we'll see. But we're asking the saints to really put that before the Lord. Let's pray for Athlone as well. You know, we have Sister Chippo there, and there's a Sister Lillian testified very well to one new sister. You've seen her coming. She's now up in Athlone, and she went, Brother Ellie was telling us, to Sister Chippo's house over Christmas. Sister Toyin. And Sister Toyin's husband spoke very, very well to her about the message and so forth. So she's a really good prospect. So the saints will be doing that, continuing going there for the house meetings. May the Lord's will be done. May the Lord move and lead and guide. So we pray for those 3 outreaches, Carlo, Limerick, and Athlone. Then coming up this year, we've got our convention. We've got one coming up in August. We'll be announcing these things on Sunday. But we're having a camp from the 26th to 29th of August, a 4-day camp. for the whole church out at Avoca. We managed to get the good place there with enough accommodation, really wonderful environment, wonderful place. But we wanted to ask the saints to really pray about that. We've got different ideas about the ministers we want to invite, but we want the Lord to move. We really want the Lord to bless that, to really stir up the hearts of the saints. That's going to be 26 to 29 August. Let's pray for our camp. We'll make it more of a family camp. Stuff for the youth, stuff for families, different types of ministers and so forth. So we're asking the Lord to bless that. We then have youth meetings. We're planning to have two youth meetings this year, two weekends of youth meetings at Avoca. And we want to really put that before the Lord. We need the Lord to move. We need His arm to go before in dealing with the young people. We need the right ministers to come. We had such a blessing 2 years back when you went there. A lot of young people were baptized from there. The Lord really visited us. We want to continue to build up from there. So we're really asking the saints to pray. We'll give further details on that as soon as we have them. But we'll have two different weekends by the grace of God during the year for our youth in Avoca. Let's continue to pray for our Sunday school. For the teachers, we have our precious sister, Sister Sharon. She's run her course just about. She's about to enter into the next stage of life. So she's not going to be able to teach our Sunday school anymore, obviously. And our Sister Angel is, we're not expecting her to remain single for too long, the way that she is. And that's our two Sunday school teachers. And they've been a blessing to us. You know, so let's really pray for the Sunday school. We're going to need some help on that, some teachers and so forth. Let's pray for the teachers that are there now. Let's pray for our Sunday school children. We're going to make a few adjustments. We'll announce it on Sunday about exactly the ages of Sunday school and stuff. But we're really asking the saints to keep Sunday school and the needs and the requirements we have there, just as much as we pray for our youth. So we have these requests and obviously just the general requests. We wanted to get our church. We're in the process of paperwork and all that kind of stuff. We'll announce it again on Sunday so we can move, get a building and so forth. We're looking for the Lord to help us with that. So please always keep that before the Lord. Let's pray for each of our services. Pray for our prayer meetings that they'll be like tonight. It's well attended, much better than normal. We thank the Lord for everybody who's come. But if you can keep it up and keep really, really coming to put petition before the Lord, to pray for our Sunday services, our Wednesday services, to pray for the various things that you do, our adult Sunday school, our youth, our Sunday school. Now we have such a need for the Lord to quicken and bless the things that we do. So we really wanted to ask the saints to keep these things in prayer. So that's Carlo, that's Limerick, that's Athlone. Carlo having a Sunday service, let's really pray about those things. Our convention in August, pray that the Lord helps us in our arrangements, that we really get the full support of the saints as well. Because we're really looking for the saints to support. The saints in Nottingham had wanted to come across and join us for that convention. I don't know if we're going to have enough accommodation, but we'll try our best. But they wanted to come as a church. When I was there, they said, please, can we not have a combined something together? And we thought that would be a real wonderful opportunity. So it could be a real blessing that as well. So let's keep that in prayer. And then our general needs that we have, our Sunday school, pray for the ministry, you know, for the ministers, pray for the Sunday school teachers, pray for the youth leaders, the ones that are doing that kind of a work, pray for those that are in that field of evangelism. Let's keep these things before the Lord. So we'll ask Brother Will to come. Let's all stand. Let Brother Wilmoth come and put these things before the Lord.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father,
yes, Lord.
Lord, how thankful we are, Lord Jesus, amen, for your grace and your mercies, Father.
Amen.
What a wonderful thing it is that we still have opportunity where we can come before you,
yes, Lord.
Lord, and read in your word the prayers that were made in the past, O God.
Yes,
even to read of Jabez, Lord, and there was a reason why that prayer was recorded, Father.
Amen.
There's many, many other things he has done in his life, but Father, it was only this prayer.
Amen.
Because perhaps, Father, the results of this prayer is all the other things that he did in his life.
Yes,
and Father, we know, Lord Jesus, that this word was recorded for an example unto us, O Father, that if we would come and pray in the same manner and, Father, with the same motive,
yes,
that you would also grant unto us, Father, the desires of our hearts, and that, Lord, your hand would also be with us, O God.
Amen.
So we pray tonight, Father, just looking up to you, knowing, Father, that you have been with us in all these other years that have gone by. And Lord, oh God, we could write volumes and volumes of books, Lord, of prayer that was made here, Father, and that you answered each and every one of them. Lord God, and we are coming with that confidence, knowing, Lord, that you will answer our prayers also. Lord, even as we are desiring, Lord Jesus, to go into this year, not without you, Lord, but to ask, Father, that you will go before us, O God. Amen. Father, therefore we come tonight, Lord. Your people have come out tonight, Lord, having separated themselves tonight, Father, this whole day, Father, Amen. Seeking that you will come and hear the prayers of your people. Amen. Father, O God, for it is such an important thing to us, O God. We do not want to go in vain. We do not want, Father, to plan things, Lord, with our own mind and without you in them, O Father, for we know that they will fail. So, Lord, we have come standing upon thy word, which said, Lord, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and call upon my name, you will hear from heaven, O God, and that you will answer prayer, O God. So we are so thankful tonight, Father, that you have answered this prayer. Lord, we might not know how to put it in words, for we know not how to pray, but we are thankful, Lord, that you have answered the prayer, that, Lord, we will come again at the end of this year and look back, oh God, at how you would have blessed our convention in August. We will be so thankful, Lord, because many, many families will be built up properly there, Lord. Many, many people, Lord, will be established, oh God, and we will come back with thanksgiving, Lord, to thank you for that August convention. We will come back, oh God, because many wonderful things will happen. Many, Lord, oh God, obstacles that the enemy has tried to put in the lives of your people will be broken down at those meetings, oh God. So help us, oh Father, as we plan them, oh God, that you will go before us, oh God, that you will provide the ministry, that you will provide the word, that you will provide the finances, that you will make every plan to work together for good. Father, we are looking forward to it, Lord. And we commit it into your hands. Help us, Father, that we plan for it right. Help us, Father, oh God, not only for that meeting, but for the youth meetings also that will be held, Lord, this year. We want to bring them before you, oh God. Father, we remember, Lord, how you met with the young people when we met with them down at that place, Lord. We are asking, oh God, that you will come again this year. Lord, many are growing up, Lord. They are also coming to that age of youth. I commit them to you, Father. Lord, may you begin to work in their souls right now, oh God. Father, may they look forward, oh God, to those meetings. May you provide the right ministry, oh God, that, Father, when we get to that place, may children be born into thine kingdom. Oh God, may there be many baptisms coming from those meetings, Lord. We are believing, oh Father, for our children, that they will receive, Lord, a portion of heaven in their souls of those meetings, oh God. Father, and I pray for the regular commission, Lord, in this church, Father, every time that we will hold a service. I pray for the song leader, Lord, that you will use him, oh God. I pray, Father, for the musicians, Lord, that they will support, Lord, and that your spirit will be upon them, oh God. I pray, oh Lord Jesus, Father, for the person that will control the sound at the back, the person that will do the computer at the back, the sisters that will clean the church beforehand, the minister that will bring the word. Lord, let it be one machine working, Lord, in the same spirit to glorify your name. Every time we come here, Lord, may they be a testimony that will follow every service, Lord, of your goodness unto thy people. Oh God, we commit it into your hands, Father. And even now, Lord, brother, as the workload we have seen in Carlo, what you have done over the years, Lord, how you are good unto us, Father, how you are good unto the people in Carlo, Lord, to put your spirit a burden upon our brother George, upon our brother David, Lord, week after week, Lord, they went down there, oh God, and the enemy is not happy with it, Father, but we are thankful anyhow that, Lord, you have wrought the victory, and that we are believing, oh God, that whatever the powers of darkness that are trying to raise there, we will be subdued, for you already defeated them, oh God. So we pray, Father, Lord, as this worker begins to take the next step, I pray your blessing, Lord. I pray your leadership, oh God. Father, may it be you that will, Lord, oh God, come into every Sunday meeting that will be held there, Lord. May it also be an opportunity for many of them could not come here, Lord. I pray, Father, that, Lord, you will give them a chance, Lord, to come to the meetings, oh God, and that, Lord, we will continue to support it in prayer, oh God. And I pray, Father, for strength upon our brother Greg, Lord, how he has toiled every single day of his life to give out tracts on the streets, Lord. Father, may you remember him, oh God. May you strengthen him, Lord. May you help him, oh God, that he would not stop the worker, but he would press on, oh God, for there is many more, Lord, that are seeking for the truth. Be merciful unto our brother. Be merciful, Lord, unto our brother Jeanette, Lord. Be merciful to brother Sasha, even as they work tirelessly, oh God, to carry on with the button down there in Limerick and in Galway going, Lord. Father, Lord, oh God, may you bless their labors also. Lord, may we come back at the end of the year to thank you, oh God, to see the fruits of their labors, oh God. How thankful we are, Lord, for your people. Even talking, Lord, of this young sister in Athlone, oh Father, how you bless your people in the right place, oh God. How thankful we are for Sister Toyin's husband, to be able to speak unto her, Lord, to bring her to the next step in her Christian walk, oh God. Father, I pray for the work down there in Athlone. May you strengthen our brother Eli, oh God. May you put, Lord, a mighty spirit, Lord, upon him, oh Father, that, Lord, at the end of the year, we will also come back, oh God, and say thank you, Father, for the many baptisms. Thank you, Lord, for the meetings. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for lives that have been changed. I pray, be merciful, oh God, and bless our brother. Provide every resource, Lord, that he may need to carry out that work, oh God. And I pray for the work also in Limerick, oh God. May you grant grace, Lord, unto our brother Maxwell. May you grant grace and strength, Lord, unto him. May you also help me, oh God. Father, it is a long journey, but oh, it's worth every effort, Lord. May you go with us, Lord. May it be that, Lord, every time we get there, a life is changed, oh God. Father, and we will come back again at the end of this year to say thank you, Lord, for the lives that have been changed. Thank you for every meeting. Thank you for the baptisms. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every resource you provided. Lord, let your hand go with us, for in all these places we have mentioned, Lord, the enemy is occupying them, Lord. He has his powers and principalities and darkness, Lord, over those areas. But our footsteps have gone to the place, and we claim them, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim Carlo in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim Kilkenny. We claim Athlone. We claim Galway. And we claim Limerick and every other place, Lord, that you will persuade unto our hearts. For thy kingdom we claim it, O God. Grant us grace, O Father. And Lord, as we look back to the years that have gone by, how thankful we are for our sister Sharon. How thankful we are, Lord, for our sister, Lord Angel, Lord. How you have used these two sisters, Lord, to teach thy children and establish them in the right way. We pray your blessing, Lord, upon them, O God, that this year, Lord, May they go even to greater heights, Lord, in their ministry. May you use them, Lord, mightily, O God, to help these little ones, O God. Father, I pray, Lord, that when the day comes, when they can no longer teach, Lord, I pray you will provide another person, another sister, Lord, another brother that may take up this work, Lord, and go forward with it, O God, for the sake of the young children. We thank you, Lord. Bless, Lord, Father, our sisters. Bless, Lord, Father, our musicians. Bless our deacons. Bless our trustees. Bless our janitors. Bless the ministers, Lord. Father, may we all work together, Lord, for the glory of thy name, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, even, O God, as we were discussing of this building, how we are thankful for it over the years, but it's come to a time, Lord, we feel, Lord Jesus, that we must make a turn. Lord, we feel, Lord, you are calling us to move to another location. Oh God, may you bless the plans. May you bless the preparation. May you provide for the right place, Lord. Lord, may the doors that need to remain open, may they continue to be open, oh God, that we may walk in and possess that which you have in store for us. A place, Lord, where every Sunday school class will have sufficient place. Lord, a place where we can have fellowship rooms. A place where we can have tarring rooms, Lord. A place where we can have, oh God, sufficient room for thy children. Oh, there is one somewhere, and we know, Lord, that you will provide it unto us, Father. Lord, help us to seek and continue to seek thy face on each and every one of these matters, oh God. Father, reveal more and more unto us, Father. We thank you, Father. We glorify your holy name. Help us to come and thank you for each and every one of these things at the end of this year as we commit this prayer into thine hands in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's be seated for a second there, saints. As we come to the final request that we have, the individual requests, we'd really want to put those ones before the Lord. But what we're seeking as well, just as much as we read there on Zechariah 10, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. That's a real good thing that we need to pray for. The latter rain is the harvest rain. It's one that brings things to maturity. It's the one that brings the seed back to the seed once again. It's the manifesting rain. That's really what we desire. We want to pray and say, Lord, please, in this year and these needs that we have and the challenges that we don't know of yet, but which will come our way, we're asking the Lord to be more real in his manifestation. But in order for that to happen, it's relying on us being united, in us creating an atmosphere, in us desiring for him to make himself more real in the things which we do to represent him. Amen. So we have some needs here where saints, Brother George is asking for prayer. He's got a checkup next week. His endoscopy, he's going to go for that next week. So we're really wanting the Lord to be with our brother. Amen. That it might be a full restoration. Amen. That he's no more itchy from his drugs. That he can get good rest again. That the Lord can renew his strength. Amen. Let's pray. Secondly, Brother Scott, you can pray for these prayer requests for Brother Vladimir's children. As they've got the vomiting bug. We want to remember that one before the Lord as well. Thirdly, let's remember Brother Max. You see, Brother Max isn't in tonight. He's not well. He's really got this bug that's going around. Let's pray the Lord will raise him up and strengthen him once again. And let's remember Sister Gloria. You know, Sister Gloria's got a challenge in her health as well. So you want to continue putting that before the Lord. But you wanted to pray for rain in the time of the latter rain. We want the Lord to quicken in these things, to quicken his promises, to quicken the faith, even in prayer, and to quicken the faith in each of these individuals so that we just see the Lord coming to manifest what he desires to manifest. So we'd ask Brother Scott to come and bring these things before the Lord, these needs. So it's Brother Vlad, Brother George, Sister Gloria, Brother Max. These are the needs that we have physically. We ask our brother to put these before the Lord for us.
Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we stand before you.
Father, so thankful, Lord, for your grace and mercies.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for this time that we've had, even in this day.
Amen.
Lord, that we could set ourselves aside, Lord, Father. Lord, just to yield ourselves to you, Lord, in the way that you told us that we would. Father, for you said, if your people who are called by your name, Lord, will humble themselves, Lord, Father, and call upon your name, you said that you will hear from heaven.
Amen.
And here we are, Lord. Father, Lord, furthermore, you've backed it up with your word, Lord.
Amen.
We pray unto thee, Lord God, in this time of the latter rain.
Amen.
Father, how we ask in thee, Lord God, even as prayer was made, Lord, regarding your word, Lord, when Father, even reading out, Lord God, the genealogy, Lord, Father, of the tribes of Israel, and then, Lord, when it comes to Jabez, Father, Lord, you called a halt.
Amen.
Lord, because, Lord God, he approached thee, Father, in a way, Lord God, that caught your attention.
Amen.
In a way which was effective, Lord. Father and Lord God, we want to stand upon the same, Lord, ground. Lord, the prophet even told us, Lord, that if you, Father God, once met a believer in a certain condition, Lord, you obliged, O God, Father, to meet us if we meet that same condition.
Amen.
Lord, we approach thee not in arrogance, but in humility, Father.
Yes.
O God, that please, Lord, may you please increase our borders, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Father, we ask you, Lord, that you bless our blessings.
Yes.
Father, Lord God, Father, especially those things, Lord God, which are around, Lord, your kingdom, the furtherance of your kingdom.
Amen.
And Lord, what so more now, as Lord God, you've given us, Lord God, that we have access to approach thee. Father, Lord God, in a time of need, Lord, your children need you. Lord, we've seen how, Lord God, you met Sister Gloria, Lord, when we got the request when she was in Ghana. Lord, how the enemy, he sought, Lord, to afflict our sister. But, oh God, you delivered her with a mighty hand. Father, even to meet our brother Ben, Lord, how things just worked out. Lord, we've seen your hand. And, oh God, we came here, Lord, and thanks was given unto that. And Lord, we know, Father God, that you, Lord, are faithful. For you said, Lord God, he who began the work is faithful to see through to the end. So Lord, the enemy is seeking to rise up once again. But oh God, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Lord, and furthermore, you promised us. Lord, you said when the enemy comes in, Lord, like a flood, you'd raise a standard. Lord, Father, Lord God, we know that our sister, how we think of, Father, how her and the brother, Lord, would stand faithfully to minister to the needs of your children. Lord, they did it not, Father, that they could get something, but Lord, from the abundance of their heart. But Lord God, healing is the children's bread. So we pray, Lord, that this devil that would seek to be stubborn, Lord, in the name of the name that's above all names, even the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we rebuke that spirit, O God. Father, help our sister, touch her is our prayer, that Lord, once again, she'll come and give praise and glory unto your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, Lord, we think of Brother Maxwell as well, where he is.
Amen.
Lord, there's many bugs going around.
Amen.
But Lord, we've seen how the enemy tried to afflict him even when he was in Ghana.
Amen.
And Lord God, prayer was made from here, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and you are merciful to your servant to bring him back here. So, Lord, we pray unto thee even upon this night that you raise him up, Lord God, from the bed of illness. Father, Lord, restore him to good health. Father, that he can stand here before your people to minister your word. Father, that all that he'd need to do, he'd be able to do it. Father, please touch him is our prayer. Lord God, we want to pray as well for Brother Vladimir's children. Lord, won't you be merciful to those little ones? Father, won't you touch them even now? Lord, for our brother to bring the request here, he has confidence, Lord, because in times gone by, you have always met your children at their point of need. You have healed us, Lord, over the years. And Lord God, we know you do it once again. So Lord, please touch them in a special way. Lord, even now that they know that your hand has been upon them, that Lord, they draw closer unto thee, Lord, that they know that you love them, Lord, and that you care about every need, everything which is in their life, including their health, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord God, please be merciful to them. Lord, we look into you even now for Brother George.
Amen.
Lord, you've seen, Lord, what he's been through in times gone by.
Amen.
Father God, and how, Lord God, the enemy seeks to frustrate our brother.
Amen.
Lord God, we know indeed, Father, when a man sets his heart to do something for you,
yes.
Lord, that the enemy will always rise up. But oh God, how thankful we are, Lord, for the determination which is in his heart. Lord, to hold on, Lord God, to that unchanging hand. Lord, to hold on, Lord, to that promise that by his stripes, Lord God, we are healed, Lord. Father, touch our brother, Lord God. Father, let it be when they do, Lord, their checkups.
Amen.
Father God, Lord, let it be that they'll find nothing, Lord, but give our brother good bill of health.
Yes.
And Lord, those demons, Lord, which seek to frustrate him, Lord, and rob him of sleep.
Amen.
And all other frustrations, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, we glorify and praise your name. Because, Lord God, we know that you're not a liar.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, and you have been faithful over the years, Lord. So once again, Lord God, we have done what we can do. We've humbled ourselves, Lord. We stand before thee, O Father, in the way which you said. So, Lord, give us that victory, Lord God. Father, Lord God, that we'd come back here, Lord, and praise and glorify your name. Father, how we thank you, Lord God, for hearing and answering our prayers. How we thank you, Lord God, that in our armor, you didn't give us anything, Lord, to protect our back. Because, Lord God, footsteps is possession.
Yes.
Lord, so we believe even in healing now, Lord God, we possess it, Lord.
Amen.
Father, so grant a full and total recovery to your people.
Yes.
Some might not have spoken out, Lord. Touch them, Lord God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, Lord. We glorify and praise your name. Some requests we may have lost, Lord. But, Father, we look to you, Father. Last year, you were merciful to us in all things.
Amen.
Father, children were born, Lord, safely.
Amen.
How we pray in the expecting sisters, be with them, Lord God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, people were healed.
Amen.
Jobs were received, Lord God. We appreciate and we thank you for that.
Amen.
Lord, Father God, Lord, how we have so many people, Lord, with papers, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord, that are just pending. But we know that there's an appointed time.
Amen.
So once again, we bring them before thee, O God. Lord, this year may we have testimony, Lord God, that you are mindful of your people, Lord. Father, Lord God, we know that you're the one that opens a door that no man can close, Lord. So, Father, we pray, Father, and Lord, you close a door that no man can open. That, Lord, where there's a hindrance, O God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we send a word, Lord, that, Father, you'd open up those doors that you desire to be opened so that your children can be free, Lord, to worship you and to serve you, Lord. This is our prayer, Lord God. Father, any other needs, Lord, we may have overlooked, Father, you see them all, O God. Be merciful is our prayer and grant them that we'll come back once again and glorify and praise your name. Lord, even we pray, Father God, for the wedding, Lord, that's planned for this year.
Amen.
Lord, may you please be with it, Lord God. You've seen how our sister has been faithful even here. Lord God, Father, she's been so consistent, Lord, your daughter, Lord, worshiping and serving you. Now we pray that you'd honor her, Lord God, even in a wedding, oh God, is our prayer. Any others, Lord God, those seeking to get into courtship, Father, be mindful of them, Lord God. Father, please guide and lead, Lord Jehovah. Father, lead us, Lord God, to those higher heights is our prayer. Father, we give thanks, praise, glory and honor unto thee. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen.
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 I'm sure the Lord's laid something upon everybody's heart. You might be the person who prays just something that needs to be prayed. Mothers, maybe pray for your children. No, I'm sure in all these requests and needs, there's a sympathy, there's a feeling that we can feel with something that's been said or something that's been done. So before we close, why don't we all just put ourselves before the Lord once more? And whatever's on your heart, let's speak it to the Lord before we go from this place. Let's pray once more.
Heavenly Father, we want to just close this one. And we want to be thankful for the place you provided for us this evening, that we can come and everything unload at your feet, O Lord. Our rest is found at your feet, O Lord. We believe, we trust you fully that you heard all our prayers, O Lord. That you heard everything what was said and done, O Lord. Whatever was not said, O Lord, you know before we say, O Lord, what's on our heart, O Lord. You visit your people. May great testimonies comes out of that, O Lord. And may that be for your glory, O Lord. We commit all these things into your hands. Our journey back, O Lord, you undertake. Be with us, O Lord, because we don't know what's going on, but you know, O Lord. Many times we just go, we come safe. We take for granted, but your grace was many times, O Lord. You undertook, O Lord. You protected us maybe from different drivers or something, O Lord. We are so thankful for many things you've done for us, O Lord. Even this evening, we commit everything into your hands. Every brother who is going back, our lovely families at home, my children, our families, O Lord, people, brothers who couldn't come, O Lord. We commit even brothers far away in Limerick and Carlo, O Lord. We think of them, O Lord. Bless them like you bless us, O Lord, this evening. We commit these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
God bless you, saints. We'll sing one as we dismiss. Just what Brother Vlad was saying there is very true. We take it for granted. I don't know if you saw the story in the news, I think it was this morning, about that family in America on the way to Disneyland with five children, and had a head-on collision with a truck, and there was a fireball, and they're all burned to death. And it was a very sad story, but saints, we need His grace. We need His hand every step of the way. So may the Lord grant us Godspeed, bring us safely home, and bring us back on Sunday for His glory. Amen.
God be of good courage. Be of good courage, God spoke unto Joshua. The way Jordan uncrossable, things seem impossible. Waters divided and mountain all.